Blog Talk Radio.
I guess you wonder where you at. This is the Get Down. Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network, the next phase in online radio. Baby, get down.
Shake it, 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 sh
Good evening, good evening, good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network. Tonight, it's the Get Down Poetry Idol with your host, Dan Meadows, a.k.a. Poetic, and my brother, Mr. DSP himself, the Dark Knight, John Robinson, a.k.a. J. Rob, the wise son. What's good with you, bro?
Good evening, good evening, good evening, Van Meadows. Man, it's Friday Eve. I am not complaining.
Yes,
life
sir.
Is good. Life is good. Life, man, listen. How did my boy say it? My man said, man, listen, player, I'm just trying to stay sucker free in the world of lollipops. You heard me, daddy? That's
yes,
what's
sir.
Up.
Yes, sir. That's what's up, baby. That's what's up. Ladies and gentlemen.
How are you doing?
Gentlemen, I'm doing great, man. Man, it's Friday Eve, Jay. I mean, you know, tomorrow is Friday, you know. Hey, the weekend is upon us. I mean, is there any other way to be but to feel good?
Is there any other way to be, brother? Come on now.
Nah,
I just want to be ready.
No way, no other way to be. No other way to be.
Mm-mm.
Ladies
no
and gentlemen, to be listening in online, by some chance, the dial-in number for you to dial in and be a part of this dynamic show, the first ever on Epiphany Radio, dial in 319-527-6300 and press 1 when you get here. If you're already here, and you trying to get down on this poetry idol, hey, go ahead and press 1. Now, tonight's show is sponsored by Raw Links. Why be average when you can be raw? I got mine.
I got mine.
Got
I'm
yours.
Wearing it now. I'm wearing it now.
Absolutely, absolutely. Hey, let's give a huge shout out to our illustrious CEO, Arthur Larry Maddox, a.k.a. For Real, the Poet Douglas Shaw. Hey, listen, reach out to him in his inbox and say, hey, thank you for Epiphany Radio, or better yet, brother, how can I get some of them raw leads? Because he is the CEO of that fine company as well.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I know you heard me say the Get Down Poetry Idol. You heard me say it. J-Rob, how about you let the people of the Epiphany Radio universe, let them know what they are in for tonight?
I'm going to give them a background first. Ladies and gentlemen, there have been people in the poetry community who have said that Van Meadows and myself tend to take it easy on some of the poets, that we don't give y'all real feedback, that we don't tell y'all how good or how ungood your poetry might be. So Van, I said, you know what? Some of y'all might have a point. Let's put something together. In the spirit of American Idol. However, instead of singing, it's going to be poetry. So we ask you to bring your A game. Mm-hmm. It will be myself, Van Meadows, and the other judges are Van. Remind me again.
Wait a minute. You know what? Hello, Judge. Could you please let the Epiphany Radio Universe know who you are, who will be judging with us tonight?
Hey, this is essentially Johnny. How are you two?
Hold up, y'all. and y'all thought angels didn't come in chocolate. I'm here to tell you. Yes, they do.
Yeah,
and they all sound like her, and she ain't even saying that's her real voice. So if you can only imagine, if God gave her the gift of singing, how this would sound, or better yet, how they say it back in the day, this is how it's going down.
This is how it's going down. It's about to go down.
It's
welcome,
about
essentially.
To go down. Welcome, beloved.
Hey,
I don't believe we've had your brand of poetry on the Get Done as a co-host, have we?
No, no. I've only popped in and sat in the cut a little bit.
Ooh-wee! Check out my disjay! It's going to be one of those nights.
It's going to be one of those nights. Now,
tell me what happens, man. Tell me what happens. Tell me what happens. Tell me what happens.
You know, usually in American Idol, you know, they sing, they get judged, they move on to the next round. They, know, they get and at the end of the Idol competition, they get some type of record deal, right? They get some type of illustrious record contract to make like an album or something, right? Isn't that what happens? That's what happens.
Right, yep. Right.
But we change it up a little bit. We change it up a little bit. The winner of the Get Down American Idol, which will be this week and next week, and the 31st, because we got three Thursdays in this month. Oh, I'm so excited. I'm so excited. But the winner will get to host the Get Down for the entire month of April. J-Rob and myself will just be co-hosts. That means you will get to pick the topic, the theme for that show, and we will rock out with it and support you 100% as your co-host.
Right.
100%.
How does that sound? How does that sound?
100%.
What does that sound like?
How does that?
That sounds like
chocolate
opportunity.
Angel. There you go. There you go, yo. The chocolate angel has spoken. It sounds like an opportunity.
Sounds like an opportunity. So the way this will work, ladies and gentlemen, the way this will work is if you desire to spit on the Poetry Idol Get Down, when we open your mic, we will ask you, would you like to participate in the Poetry Get Down? We'll ask you. If you say no, we will respect that. And you go ahead and spit your piece, and we'll move you to the dance floor, and we'll move on to the next person who will want to be part of the competition. I would hope that everybody would want to be part of this competition because, hey, why not showcase, maybe debut a brand new piece?
Who better to brag about your poetry than you?
Yeah.
So
the grading scale, J-Rob, would you let them know the grading scale, sir?
We're judging everybody from 1 to 10. Bring your A game. Content is important. Metaphors are important. Punchlines are always good. Content says everything. I know you guys know how Van and I stretch our pens. But as I'm starting to think about it, Van, 1 to 10 is just too much of a number because that just goes high. Van, how about we go back to 1 to 5 like we thought about the first time? Let's go back to 1 to 5.
Yeah, let's go back to 1 to 5. Johnny, I'm sorry. 1
to 5.
Judge, ho.
I'm sorry. Chocolate Angel. Ask the Chocolate Angel.
Hold on. Judge, essentially, Johnny, is that okay, 1 to 5?
Yeah, that's perfect.
All right. Excellent.
Granted,
excellent.
I like the slam dunk contest rules where, you know, you get all these style points up to 10, but 1 to 5 will work because it's the Get Down. We want you to be sharper. So when we say bring your A game, don't bring your C, D, E, and F game. Because tonight we want to hear why you stretch your pen the way you stretch your pen. And why your poetry means that much to you, because there's no wrong poetry. But tonight, show off. And show us how right your poetry is. Brag about you. Show us the dexterity of your pen, because it's you.
Absolutely. Let me say this. Because I know I'm going to have to say it. If you an artist and you sensitive about your ish, then don't participate. Just spit your piece. Because I don't want to get no inboxes, no DMs. Why did I get a 5? Why did I get a 1? Why did I get a 2? I don't want that. Tonight's show is about fun.
I do.
Excitement.
I want all that smoke. Hit me up. Don't talk to Van. Hit me up. I want all
yes.
smoke.
Hit J-Rob up. He wants that smoke.
Come into my inbox. I want all the smoke. Thank you so much. We have lovely parting gifts.
What it say?
What
it say? Give it to me. Give it to me. Give it to
give
me.
Give it
to me. Love it. Love it. So.
I have a question. I have a question. Is it the three of us? Is it the three of us?
It is the total of the three scores.
Yes.
That is correct. J-Rob said that he was going to keep score. If you want to keep score, you keep a score? Are you keeping score?
I can do that. So you guys,
she said yes. She said yes. She said yes, man. She's keeping score. She's keeping score.
I got you.
Y'all in for a treat. Y'all got a chocolate angel keeping score.
Oh, man. This is going to be so much fun. This is
you
be
know
so
what?
I'm so excited
because I dig her like that. I'm going to play some Silk Sonic and a little bit of Biz Markie. Check out the event page, y'all. Oh, it's going to be lit. But I digress.
Yeah.
Back to you, Van Meadows.
Yeah.
Essentially,
hey,
Johnny's,
listen.
AKA
yeah.
the Chocolate Angel of Poetry.
Y'all have been spared because, you know, well, no, you really haven't. Somebody's got to be Simon Cowell. So, yeah. Da-da-da-da. No, I'm just kidding. But, but, as the guest judge of the evening, especially Janice, would you like to share a piece to set the tone and the atmosphere of the evening?
Absolutely.
Well, me and J-Rob are going to move out of the way, and you go ahead and get on down.
Bear with me one sec. I've got to scroll. Where are you? Where are you? Okay. Make sure this is muted. Okay. You approach my reserve with intention, with full and complete scenarios. You gift me with instructions that unravel my uncertainty. You challenge my ability to move. You ease me into position, stepping back, admiring my predilection and response to you. I'm standing, both palms touching this space's low-lying ceiling, and you tell me that if you glimpse the slightest gap between my fingers and the edges of the crown molding, we'll have to start again. Now, is that what I want? I don't know if my knees will continue to hold me, if either hand will or won't drop as soon as you touch me, but I'm ready. I feel as if I'm bracing myself. Hands on the ceiling, unsteady feet on the bed, your head tilting slightly. My mischievous one has begun to trace the confine of my hesitance, following fingertips with kisses, promises with wishes, and one last reminder, don't you fucking move. I am determined to prove that I'm your good girl. I do as I'm told. I'm holding on as you taste my reservations, finding them sweet, and with honesty coating your lips. You whisper, this is why we drip. Essentially, Johnny.
Yo.
Damn.
Yo.
You know
yo,
what, Van? I'm not doing this show with her. I'm not doing this show
yo.
With her. I'm not following that
yo.
Kind of poetry. No.
Yo.
No. I'm not doing that. No. I'm doing regular. I'm going back to. Let's have a regular show. Let's just have a regular
literally,
show. Not doing.
Literally, like clockwork. The same lines that I was thinking, J-Rob just sent them to me. Yo, don't you? Yes, that one. And taste my reservations? Oh, my God. Oof. My God. We judges, we're not going to score that piece, but it's a high five for me. High five.
Van Meadows, as I go into my judges panel, I have to say that I must agree with you there. I will definitely give this piece a 5 as well. It was very sharp with content, visuals, punchlines and overall hotness. Hotness.
Yes.
Hotness.
Yes.
Mm. I give this a five.
I give this a five.
Thank you, man. Thank you, man.
Appreciate you.
I give this a five.
Appreciate you. Appreciate you. Hey, but listen, J-Rob, we got a problem because one of us got to follow that.
And that would be you, sir. And that would be you.
Really, though?
Because it's chocolate, vanilla chocolate. So like that whole Oreo cookie thing.
Oh, my God, I'm dying.
We got this whole DSP thing going on. Ladies and gentlemen, if you wasn't on the show last week, you're not going to understand the whole DSP LSP thing. We will explain it to you later, but right now we got this idol thing, and one of us has got to go after that woman.
Right.
I'm just going to sit here and have a tall glass of damn while Van Meadows steps to the mic, asks me and Janice to move out the way, and proceeds to get on damn.
Thank you. An incredible moment would be how we manifested the time spent, decided to invent some serious retrospect, while we divulge ourselves into some obscure unknown pleasure effect. See, you decided somewhere in your mind, you'd like for me to decorate your heart with my love's fine wine, so the timeless purity of the distinction of our love would be on display. And those drinking from our flavor would be so intoxicated they would have to say, can you share your recipe for that love that tastes so good? Right down to the verbal and physical nectar good. Humbly as I say, where have you decided to reside all this time? Before you start to speak with beautiful lips of pleasure, it's time for you to tell me what's locked away in the soul of your deity. I mean, you are a goddess, so tempt me with the erotic nature of your pleasantry. Show me the depth of the angle of the right side of hope with a passion that is so dope. The drug addict in me doesn't want to go to rehab. I only wish for our chakras to align and do an amazing collab. Our mixing and remixing of rhythms will create intellectual orgasms, the kind you want to put on repeat, and envision the lyrical seductive retreat like an oasis of island breezes, being wrapped in your seclusions like it's organic squeezes. I can walk extremely naked and barefooted through the safety of your words, arms that's rooted by the heavens for only me to feel. Damn it. You've got that whip appeal. In peace.
Sitting over here smiling so hard.
Your cheeks hurt, right? Your cheeks hurt, right? I'm smiling too. Your cheeks hurt, right?
Absolutely. Curious about that whole collab I mentioned, but
But you caught that, huh? You caught that.
Yeah, listen, I picked up my pen and was like, pick me. I will collab.
I know that's right.
I will say this. All those drinking from our flavor would be so intoxicated that they would have to say, can you share your recipe for that love that tastes so good right down to the verbal and physical nectar of good? Shit! Damn! I'm like, right down to the verbal and physical nectar of good. And then in the background, you got somebody like her whispering, don't you. And then she just continues to go on with the piece. You keep rocking the piece, and you like, I can walk extremely naked and be barefoot through the safety
that
in your
part.
Words,
that
arms,
part.
And rooted so deeply. And she says, you need to come over here and taste my reservations.
Listen, he wants a collab. Listen, he's asking for a collab.
Yeah,
we can
definitely intermingle these pieces for sure.
I want to collab with her too.
You know what?
I mean,
you're right.
When I'm good enough.
Because
she just pontificated on the end. She's like, we got to do a collab. I'm writing as you speaking, Daddy.
Mm.
See, that's what That's what LSP does to them. That's what LSP does to them.
In another life,
I'm gonna be a particular shade of chocolate with some hazel eyes. I'm going to speak French and Spanish and Arabic.
I'm ready to hear your piece, J-Rob.
He's trying to prolong. First of all, let us get out of the way. J-Rob, go ahead and get on down.
Mary had a little lamb whose fleece was white as snow.
That's the one, sir.
That's a one. I give that a one.
I digress. Let's say this piece is entitled, If My Eyes Could Write Poetry. My eyes would write about the majesty that is your outer beauty and transcribe what a beautiful soul you really have. They would write about how cheated they felt to have to go to sleep, but look forward to seeing you somewhere deep in their dreams during REM sleep. They would ink magical scriptures that described how fast the pulse quickens just at the sight of you in those eyes and those edible lips. Somewhere close would say, I need you to be puckered just right and soft enough to taste my reservations. They would brag about you to others, describing how starlit nights are as beautiful as the view of you that both of them would look forward to as each one takes turns in verse as they view your splendor from different angles. How sunsets would be an intricate part of how they would live up to that magnificence of each intricate part of you, from your walk to your smile. It would be as if they were drinking from the flavor that was so intoxicating, they would have to say they wish they had hands so they could play in your hair while sharing love stories with via French kisses and soft whispers. I mean, I swear to everything I love, if only my eyes could write poetry, you would see what I see, oh, so differently. And from this particular point of view, every day would be like deja vu because, oh, baby, if my eyes could write poetry, they would extend and extend and extend every waking moment just to take more time to write about you and all that it entails, because you might understand how I really feel. And that's that piece.
Sir, I'm giving that a five. I'm giving that a five.
Absolutely. Can you run back the line about inverse and viewing her from different angles?
Oh, you know, allow me, because that's exactly the verse that I wanted to run back.
He said,
each one takes turns in verse as they view your splendor from different angles. And then he says, how sunsets fail to live up to that magnificence of each intricate part of you, from your walk to your smile. J-Rob, the wise son.
I ain't do nothing.
Yeah. Got me over here swooning. I love that.
I did try to create a piece.
All that celestial speech. And I heard Taste Reservations as well.
When puckered lips softly say certain words. Is that what you're talking about?
Mm-hmm.
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 Okay.
Beautiful poetry, gentlemen.
You sparked it off. You created this, you know. You kicked off this energy. You did this.
Perfect.
We just follow your lead, you know.
Yo, what Ben said.
I don't know about y'all, but I want to get this Get Down Poetry Idol kicked off. Are y'all ready? Yeah, I mean, oh, man.
Am I ever?
Absolutely.
All right. All right, the first contestant for the Get Down Poetry Idol. Ladies and gentlemen, we have La Pearl La Negra. Hey, Danielle.
Oh, no, I ain't no contestant tonight. Hey, you ain't throwing me under the bus. And I can't follow that anyway. My piece is not finished, so I got to grab an older piece, and I'm just going to enjoy the show. I'm going to give y'all
really?
A regular old piece
really?
Of my, yes, really.
Piece,
y'all got me feeling some type of way. I'm trying to.
Piece ain't ready for the show.
I can't.
So she's not.
They just
not going to pay the pay.
They just be cheating us, man. They just be cheating us. It's all right. It's all right.
You know what, Jay? I'm a little offended. You know why? Because they're letting us know that they don't want to host a Get Down for a month. They don't want to sit in with us, Jay.
The same.
I'm offended.
They like damn
and
you
this
and
is
your
the first
show.
Caller.
First caller. Now you know y'all wrong. Y'all wrong. It's two left shoes and no laces, but it's all good.
That's a shame.
My
piece is not finished. I'm sorry. I was writing something for tonight. I really was, and it was coming out great. But it isn't finished, and it wouldn't be fair to try and read just that little bit because y'all would be like, where's the rest of it? So I know y'all going to have more competition. Promise I will. I will participate in the future.
You know what? Hold on. J-Rob, she thinks she's getting away that easy.
That's your friend.
You, let me tell you how the show is going tonight. You can spit your piece right now that you would like to spit. In the 10 o'clock hour, we can come back to you for round two, where you can come in and do your piece in the second round, which is in the second hour. You ain't that slick. You ain't
that
slick.
To
me. You ain't that slick.
It really was two rounds in the plan, though.
It really was.
No, but listen. Wouldn't it be nice if the Get Down had diva energy? Wouldn't it?
See?
Imagine if the diva took over the Get Down one night.
Yes.
Imagine that.
But no, you're not ready. You're not ready, so you're cheating the process.
So,
it's okay. So bring your piece. Bring your piece that you pulled out from 1977. Come on, it's okay. We don't deserve new ink on this show. We don't deserve it.
Go ahead and get down. Let her go ahead and get down, Jay. Let her go ahead and get down. We'll step back.
Let her get down. Let her get down.
All right, thank you. This is called sapiosexuality. Damn, he's good at what he speaks. All up in my head, that sapiosexuality. Feeding me nouns and adjectives, conjunctions and verbs, smoothly working together to blend and flow. His lip service imprinted, leaving me in a crazed daze afterwards, wanting his... to have a conversation with my her. What if I let him know? If I allow him in, surely I'd lose control. But the analytical philosopher that consults the sapiosexual in me is visualizing constantly. How his words do a tango with my spirituality. The more he talks, the closer he gets. He's deep within my subconscious set, stimulating my mind, opening me, touching my sacral chakra so sensuously, verbally. Shit, makes me so fucking horny. I'm about to peak. It's almost as if he's trying to match my energy. Could it be? Nah, it's just me. Well, maybe.
but I didn't give him the key. Still, I want his hands, his lips all over me. I'm not saying he's perfect or even too good to be true, but I wonder, is it from Hades he's been ejected or from heaven he's fallen through? Mind is just so beautiful, and he's too damn good because his wordplay is crazy cool. The verbal skills that call to your attention. Oh, did I forget to mention how he takes adverbs of proverbs, making me feel secure? How dare he touch me like this when my skin hasn't even encountered his breath or fingertips? Yet I crave more. More of his understanding of my hidden language so fluently he speaks. Well, he's spoken to me that I speak. Only he was aware when he talks that talk and how it does that mental thing. Has this empress like a puppet on a string. The sound of words unformed are lorded. Damn, he's good at what he speaks. And that's that piece.
Yo, the only thing missing from... Danielle, I need a favor.
Yeah.
I'm gonna let these two judges give you their thoughts, and then I need a favor.
Okay.
Essentially, Johnny's ladies first.
I'm here. So what I love about this piece, it's actually one of my favorites of yours. You sound so comfortable, and your flow is so conversational and natural. This is one of my favorites. Like, wait a minute, I jotted down a couple of favorite lines. You said a conversation with my her. Listen, chef kiss. Perfect. I'm about to peek. It's as if he's trying to match my energy. Could it be? Listen, I love the flow of this.
Thank
five,
you.
All around for me. Five.
Y'all can believe it anyway. Thank you.
Yeah. He's good at what he speaks. I'm a sapiosexual, and that line right there just did all kinds of things to me. Oh, my God.
This is your prompt.
I remember. And it was just as good as when you wrote it as it is right now, because, baby, listen. I'm pretty good at what I speak. J-Rob.
You didn't give it a number, man.
This she wasn't doing any competition with this piece.
You didn't give it a number, man.
All right. Yeah, I'm going to give it a five. I'm going to give it a five. You're right, Jay. I'm going to give it a five. This one's a five. I'm going to give it a five.
Oh, thank you. Oh, my God. Oh,
well, I'm not Van or Janice, but my brother Monty wanted me to let you know, and he's hit me back telling, said, yo, that last piece was fire. Please tell her that I said so.
Thank you.
My brother's a very, very nice person. Extremely nice. And I love him. You know. And I love
you.
Him. So... You know. However, I can't give this a five like my co-host. Because she said,
I don't have nothing new, so I'm going to give you something old.
So because you had to give us something old, I'm only going to give this a three.
Because
she dug in and gave us something old. That was sexy. However, my brother said, damn a three, give her a 10.
He ain't calling. However, I would like for you to, this is what I heard when you was doing your lines. So if you could indulge me for a quick second, please excuse me, Van and Janice, but if you can give us that last stanza, this is what I was hearing. Just give me the last stanza. Come on.
All right. If only he was aware when he talks that talk and how it does that mental thing. He has this empress like a puppet on a string. The sounds of words unformed are lurid. Damn, he's good at what he speaks.
Just like that.
Oh my God.
I don't think
that makes that piece sexy.
He didn't tell you to stop. He didn't tell you to stop.
He didn't tell you to stop. What the hell, man? What the hell?
Oh, wow. Thank you, everybody.
Oh, absolutely. Now,
I still give it a three.
You still give
it a three. Sorry. It's okay. I'll take it.
Now, before we send you on over to the Get Down dance floor, can you let everybody know what you got going on in the Epiphany Radio universe?
I sure can. Alternating Saturday nights with Poetic, I am one half host of Poetic Therapy, and I'm in there with my awesome co-host, that crazy mountain man, Sam the Man Filler. Now, that's a place where you can come and relieve some mental stress through some open mic poetry and some healthy conversation. On Wednesday nights, I am one half host of The Love Zone, where I co-host with my sexy, sultry voice diva, Ms. VIP. Now, the topic, as usual, is up in the air, but I'm pretty sure you're going to love what we come up with. So y'all come on by Wednesday night and get caught up in The Love Zone. Back to you.
Should we bring original content, or can we like bring something from when I was like 14?
I'll let you know.
My brother told me to stop hating. He hit me back and said, "Stop hating. That piece is a 10."
Thank you, Monty. Yeah, I'm crazy. I love you guys.
We love you too. Now get on over there, get down dance floor, and stick around and enjoy the rest of the show while you're getting your boogie on.
Most definitely. One love,
ladies,
one mic.
One love, one mic.
One love and one mic.
La Negra. Man, this is how we start off tonight. Let's keep the American Get Down Idol going, y'all, and bring in our good brother, our go-go brother from the West Coast, Sincere. What's good with you, bro?
Hey, what's up, ladies and gentlemen? I don't think I can follow anything you guys are doing, but salute.
Bro.
Salute, bro.
You are a cat that writes just as good and in some cases better than a lot of other people who call themselves poets. Don't be saying that because we got a special guest host. I don't think I can keep up with you fellas. No, you ain't getting off that easy, Playboy. You are not getting off that easy. Please continue, Ben.
Hey, Sincere, good to hear you. Hey, Sincere, good to hear you.
Peace be with you.
Thanks for joining us tonight.
Say it again.
Thanks for joining us tonight.
Oh, of course. I had to be part of the Get Down.
See, Janice, we have people who like to call us because Van and I are good people, and we pay them handsomely.
Yeah.
Is that what it is?
Pay them royally. Pay them royally.
That's exactly what happened.
Now, Sincere, I'm gonna ignore the comment that I heard, and you said you want to be a part of the Get Down Idol. Is that correct? Poetry Idol, right?
Absolutely. Let's make it happen.
He may be on the West Coast, but
that's what I'm talking about.
New York thing comes out every so often.
All right, brother. Well, listen, we're going to all take a step back, and we're going to give you the stage and let you go ahead and get down.
intelligent through intersection. I am who walked with Uriel, seeing the world form by way of prayer. Walked on water for some of y'all, so-called intellect, who didn't heed the word of the coffin fire by death through resurrection. Ask me how I feel. I am who I am. From the beginning, each scribe had intelligence through intersection. The ism letters that was wrote and written so you could read. I'm not a masturbating intellectual, and you can't read it from a book because that bores you. Who is a cosmic sun from the dark valley of the sun? Justice, wanted from the cosmos. Ask the judges, who already going to judge the universe? I'm on my way, Black Watch, spreading connection through intelligence on a state to rise up through darkness, in which you still house. Funk on me, what you think about God, positive creativity, begging on tales through Noah's kids, busting out serving samples on ideals, not governing on religionism. So get out your prism. So get out and get some sun and eat the verbal milkshake. Water and earth may splash through our African drum, beating for all to follow. May heed the word from those who still sleeping with internal conflict. Dum diddy dum dum. Come on, shalom. Fire in which we see as we drink the verb shake of the verbal tribe, speaking on intelligence. The quote and quotation, if you want to quote me, if you want my mindset, is on heed. They which came eastbound on a westward clan vibration, covering the sun of the belly of his black son, 6'8", I stand by, speaking with the halls of cosmic prism. God of the sun of the belly, get down, mortality is cursed with dogma, ideologies, ism. Crumble your duties to money without meaning, a tribal jam prophet I am, not a masturbating influencer, go ask what you seek. There's nothing about my ism. You all speak with malice to undermine our earthly existence. Come down, see the garrison, and lock to bring one van glorious funk. Who am I? I ask Noah, Lisa, Samson, 12 tribes about AD. I am intelligent through intersection. Sincere from Los Angeles. That's that piece.
All right. Let's get to the judging. Essentially, Janice, what do you have for Sincere?
Sorry, I was muted. I feel like I need to be able to absorb this. You know, I wanna read it. If it's possible, are you willing to post it on to the event page?
Yes, I will put that on the event page.
Awesome. Yes. I don't feel like I will do it justice to comment, and I haven't really fully absorbed it because it's a lot to unpack. I love your energy. I love the conviction that you spit your pieces with. I absolutely need to absorb it.
No problem. I'll make that happen.
Yeah, I'm going to bounce over to the event page to take a look and let the two gentlemen go first.
What's your grade, baby? What's your grade, baby?
Excuse me, Chocolate Angel.
Yeah.
You didn't give a grade, beloved.
Oh, I'm getting some feedback. I am going to go with a 3.
All right.
Okay. I'll rock with that. Van Meadows.
All right. Sincere, my brother. Dope.
Yes, sir.
I enjoyed it. Definitely a lot to unpack, but your conviction in spitting the piece, your passion was there. You know, I enjoyed it. You know, I'm a huge fan. Lengthy. It was lengthy. But otherwise, it was a good piece. It is a lot to unpack. So I'm going to give you a 4, bro.
Thank you, brother.
Listen, a lot of y'all ain't pick up on this. But my man hit y'all with the vainglorious. This is protected by the red, the black, and the green with the key, sissies. Yeah. This was in my wheelhouse. I was really digging this. Of course, you know, I dig the passion. like I told y'all, he may be on the West Coast, but he an East Coast cat forever. And with everything that he gave with this, I got to get this a 1-5. I got to get this 1-5. Don't change my mind, Van. Don't change my mind. I got to get this a 5. It's original content. And he was hitting on a bunch of cylinders. I got to give him a 5. I got to give him a 5.
Hey, have it. All right, since it, well, I'm going to tell you this. You in the lead right now.
Oh, well, I appreciate that.
Mm-hmm. You are definitely in the lead, my brother. Now, I'm going to have you going over to the Get Down Dance Floor. Stick around. Tune in. Keep listening. Because, as I said, this is a Get Down poetry idol. So hear your competition, hear what you up against, and then you might have to knock them out the box, man, on the next piece.
Well, hey, let's make it happen. I'm ready to sock them in their throat. Let's do it. West Coast style, go-go swing.
All right, brother. One love, one mic. Come on, enjoy the rest of the show.
One love.
Man.
Hey, Van.
Yeah, bro.
What was you getting feedback?
I'm not getting it now.
Okay, cool. Proceed.
All right. We're going to keep this party going. Next up on the Get Down Poetry Idol, ladies and gentlemen, we have Miss Lips. Hey, Miss Lips.
Hey, love. What's going on? I got to speak to my sister. Hey, Janice.
Wait. Hold on, Miss Lips. Hold on. We're getting that feedback, bro. Yes, we're getting the feedback.
Okay, who's listening to us on more than one device?
Let's just see. All right, Johnny, go ahead and talk.
Can you hear me okay?
Say it one more time.
Is it me? Can you hear me okay?
It actually is you.
All right, let me close out some things.
All right, J-Rob, it wasn't you this time.
Oh, praise God. Thank you.
If y'all could see the number of apps I have open right now. All right,
Miss Lips, now you can go ahead and finish exchanging pleasantries.
Hey, everybody. How's everybody doing? I'm glad that we got the feedback thing fixed.
Yes, glad to hear you.
Well, hello, Miss Lips.
Hello, J-Rob. How are you, darling?
I'll take that. I'm waiting to see what she says to Van, but I'll take that.
She already spoke to me. See, I already spoke.
I'm sorry, there was so much feedback. I didn't hear it. A lot of feedback. I didn't hear what she said.
Oh, my God.
Janice, this is where it all started. This is where it all started last week.
We're not going to bring up old stuff.
I'm just waiting. Because it started a year ago or 2 years ago.
Oh, my God.
It was a fateful Thursday night when a brother felt bad for being chocolatey all over.
But it wasn't, Lisa. We appreciate chocolate in here.
I appreciate chocolate, period. But Johnny's, did you hear the show last week?
I may have.
For those of you who didn't hear the show, allow me to digress.
You know, like
on TV, how the screen gets all fuzzy, and you go back in time.
Oh my!
Because a certain poet came on, and her voice is real pretty, and she was like, "Hey, Van, what's up, baby?" And brother J-Rob was like, "Hey, good evening." And she said, "Oh, hi, J-Rob." I'm like, no, we're not doing that again. No.
But that didn't happen this week. I heard sweetness,
but
I heard the name said.
But I digress. My bad.
Absolutely.
I was in my chocolate feelings. My bad.
And I want you to know he ain't let me off the hook. It was still going on the next day.
All week, I bet. My God.
Oh, man.
True. That was very true.
But listen, listen. We have a competition to run. And Miss Lips, you happen to be next in that limelight. So all of us are going to move out of the way first before we do that. Are you participating in the poetry, the Get Down Poetry Idol?
Yes, I am. I'm not participating with the piece that I wanted to. This day has been crazy. I lost an aunt and have another uncle who is slowly passing, so it's been a day. So I did not write, but I have a piece.
Okay. All right. So we're going to get out of the way and let you go ahead and get down.
Okay. This piece is called That Man's Voice. It was his voice. It drew my attention from the moment he stepped in. Tenor, burging on baritone with a slight rasp and an almost whispered quality. He sounded like rolling thunder from a distance, enticing yet slightly dangerous. Smooth as the finest cognac, his tone entered me. It went down warm, slowly intoxicating me. The words he spoke didn't even matter because his voice ignited my soul. It rumbled through the recesses of his body and poured from his lips in ribbons of silken dark chocolate rhythms that made my body yearn for more. The things that man's voice did to me should have been illegal. Rushed my adrenaline to high, blood racing to parts unknown, heart pounding in my chest, breathing quickened and shallow, salivation flooding my mouth and dampening my panties as that man's voice seduced me. The cadence of his words made my hips move unconsciously in my chair, and I wondered what the vibrations felt like if I were draped upon his chest when he spoke. 'Cause that man's voice has power. His gentleness moved mountains, cracked through glaciers, and echoed across the landscape of my body as if he owned me, and my only desire was for him to focus all his attention on me, because that voice shook my very soul. I wanted him to possess me, place his strong brown hands on the thick yellow hips and guide me to dance to his flow, swirl me into his words and dip me into the dulcet tones of his dark masculine frame and whisper sweet nothings in my ear. That man's voice slayed me, urged me to submit to his will. I wanted to feel his breath on my neck as he spoke love letters to my soul, feeling the press of his chest against my back as he leaned into me, telling me romantic tales in iambic pentameter, poetically painting the portrait of passion across the planes of my perspective with that voice. I wanted to be enswathed in his arms, tangled twain into one, moving to the song his voice sang. The jazzy classic sound made me want cold red wine, candles, and Coltrane. He was a whole entire vibe with that damn voice. But sadly, it wasn't for me, for he was just another voice in the crowd, and I went completely unnoticed. But I will always remember that man's voice. In peace.
All right. Essentially Zionese. Actually, before we do that, before we do that, let me bring in the other judge. Ladies and gentlemen, I give to you Divine Demon. Welcome to the show, bro.
What's going on? How are y'all feeling? I am so sorry about the late entrance.
It's all good.
That's all right. It's all good. You only missed one poet. That is into the contest. We won't mention the other poet. But what do you think about Miss Lips?
So the rating scale is 1 to 5, right? 5 being high.
1 to 5. Yes, sir.
Well, I heard the whole poem, so I would definitely have to give her a 5.
My man. Essentially, Janice.
Yeah, I am in agreement with Divine Demon with a 5. What I loved about Lisa's piece is that, you know, the title talks about, you know, voice, and so you're expecting to hear about sound, but she touched on every single sense and made you feel it. I can't wait to hit the playback because I want to hear this piece again. Beautiful job, Lisa.
Thank you.
I love it. J. Rob, the wise son.
I was expecting something different because you're so comfortable in this romanticism / erotica zone. I was wanting, but today is a different day because you got a lot on your plate. However, I want to see what she has for the next round. But I'm going to give her a 4 because I know she can stretch her pen. I just want to see in the next round how far she can stretch her pen. It's a 4 for me. Van Meadows.
I do have to agree. I know this is her comfort zone. The piece was good. The metaphors were tight. Her delivery was good. And, but I too was expecting something different because we all know how Miss Lips get down. We know how.
So, all right, can I tell you a secret about this piece?
Go ahead.
It's about John Robinson. I mean, yeah, tell us a secret.
You're exactly right. He's exactly right. I wrote about
what?
John.
Listen.
We need to hear the whole secret now. Lay it out there, Barry.
No,
lay it out there.
So what happened was I was on the Love Zone one night, and John came in and was using this different type of voice that night and had all of us squealing. And I wrote this piece after that show.
It's a love song for you.
Don't get quiet now, y'all. I'm going to get some love in the joint. I'm going to get some love. Chocolate wins. Hey, Ma, chocolate's winning today. I know.
This dude is shouting to the neighborhood.
I'm just saying, chocolate. Yeah, it's really chocolate tonight. Okay, cool. My bad.
Excellent. All right.
Thanks, guys.
You went over to the Get Down dance floor, and
all right.
Stick around, enjoy the rest of the idol, and listen. It's a tight competition now, baby.
It is.
One love, one mic.
I'm enjoying it. One love, one mic.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are tuned in to Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network. Tonight, it's the Get Down Poetry Idol with your hosts, J. Rob, the wise son, Mr. DSP, and yours truly, Poetic. And our guest judges of the evening, we have one divine demon and essentially Janice. Welcome, y'all. Welcome.
Welcome.
Thank you.
Welcome, welcome.
And if you are tuned in online and you listening and you like, man, I got to get me some of this. I've got to get in here. I've got to showcase my talent. Dial 319-527-6300 and please press 1.
You're listening to the Epiphany Radio, the Real Entertainment Network. Your number one hit station in town. This is
This is Sandy, and we listen to Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network. Peace, blessings, and one love.
All right, all right. Now, next up, ladies and gentlemen, the next contestant in the Get Down Poetry Idol is Queen Simmons. Hey, Edwina.
Hello, everybody. Good evening. How are you guys?
Doing good.
Hey, Chocolate Rainbow. How you doing, girl?
I'm okay. How you doing, Dave? Divine Demon, essentially, Janice. Good evening to you both.
Hello, hello.
How are you?
Well,
how
are
we doing
this, huh? Edwina, Edwina, Edwina. Huh, huh. Man, I'm a man. We're
pro-sated,
right, man?
Y'all are mad.
All right.
Okay. We ready?
So,
are you guys
doing? Edwina, are you here for the poetry get down, or are you here to spit some other piece?
I'm here to get down. I'm here to get down.
If I ain't tell you this week, tell you this week, girl, I love me some you.
Oh, thank you.
So she's entering the contest, is what I'm hearing.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, sir.
All right. We'll see.
I love it. I love it. Well, listen.
Do it.
J-Rob, push everybody out. Push everybody back, bro. Get us off the stage.
I got you. You're divine. Give me a couple of feet. Janice, I'm not going to say get out the way. I'm going to say, can you please step back? There you go. Just like that. There you go. There you go. It's on you, Van.
Edwina, go ahead and get down.
Okay. All right. Is it okay if I use music?
This is your time.
Okay. All right. I got you. This one's called Big Belly Jukebox. I wrote it just for you guys. Hold on 1 second. It's the overture that plays and the curvature that is your Cupid's bow, and the symphony in every soliloquy. You feed me, charge me, electric guitar, you spit bars that send me to the edge of the galaxy and give me the quartzite view of a scaffold of stars. You touch the turntable softly, laying your stylus gently upon my record, a connection so staccato, electric and violent. Your treble is so perfect that I can hear the silence. I know. Look at you. You're amazing in your own special pitch. Part perfection, partly manly, racist wit. You got a way about you that feels like art data, like me just in the course I had your the swell in my aria. Damn, you entice me. I want you beside me to be the music that moves me. Your tune sets my song free. I'll be the boom if you'll be the bitch. A drink you've been like lover's skin. It covers me. I'm caught up in it. The ride of your rhythm is worth the admission. To play in your whispers like Santana tickles the Gibson. I want to straddle your Stradivarius. To be your savant. Master of the V in my virtuosa and the O in my overflow. Whatever you want. God body empty. Color me lyrics with Picasso wind. Then blow on that thing. Tickle my backbone like cold rain on the saxophone. Use your fingers. Play what you want. It's whatever you like. Thelonious monk. 24 karat cocoa. Body cut a godly figure from the blueness of moonlight. The newness of this moment is just right. Round my corners, round midnight, as the moon and your low tide tugs at my inside. UVC like Cootie. Blossom in the back of my throat, like sweet cherry wine and good ganja smoke. It's worth the bruises. It's worth every cent to be in your concert, to learn from your hands, to heed in response to your every command. I'm your one woman mosh pit, always for your message. It's your music that I'm addicted to, and I can never get enough of it.
All right, all right, all right. Woo! Since he's on, he's going to start with you.
Okay, I had to unmute myself. Yeah, I'm still feeling that piece. I love the groove. I love your cadence was different in this. And it wasn't just because of the music. Like, you were feeling it differently. And definitely a journey. I absolutely loved it. I have a hard time hearing sometimes, so I couldn't pick up on the lines the way that I wanted to. So I would love to read it also, if possible. I loved it. I'm going to go with a 4.
Okay. All right, all right. Divine Demon.
I'm going to agree with the first judge. It was a little challenging hearing the words because the music kind of overpowered her, but I could hear the cadence. It was good. The delivery was strong, but I'm going to give it a 4.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I didn't realize the music was overpowering. I should have checked with you guys.
Yeah, it's really hard to time that because I do it sometimes myself, and you can't hear how it sounds. I know, Loran, I don't know how you can even test that, but, yeah, that was the only problem. But the delivery, like I said, was excellent. So, like I said,
thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Wise son.
I must agree with my co-hosts because this wasn't something that I'm accustomed to hearing you with music, and that's me being spoiled because I love the sound of your voice. But in the same vein, the music overtook. The music rode your voice. Your voice didn't ride the music. In that regard, it sounded like it cheated the piece because in certain pockets I can hear what I wanted to hear, but then other pockets, the music, again, rode on top of the vocals. So in that regard, I definitely have to give with them and give that a 4.
All right. I'm going to post the
only,
recording.
Only because I'm spoiled.
Yes, yes, please do. I can't wait to read it.
It was a recording that I was playing with the music, so I'm going to post that so you guys can hear it the way that it came out. It probably didn't come across good on the phone.
I have the same thing that happens with mine, too, when I use it. Yeah.
Okay.
I do agree with everyone else. But did you just say that was a recording of you with the music?
Yeah.
Okay, I kind of thought that was a recording of you with the music, which is why it's a little distorted. So since this show is live, and it should be a live piece, and not a recorded piece, I'm gonna give it a 3. I'm gonna give it a 3.
Okay.
Yeah, I have to give it a 3 because it's you know, it's kind of.
Yeah, I know. I
you should. You,
all right.
You,
thank
know,
you guys.
You know how you do. You know how you do live. You know how you do live.
stretch, so I went outside of my comfort zone. And it's okay. I appreciate the love and the feedback. It's all good. Thank you, guys.
Absolutely. Now
I'm still a fan.
Don't you go.
I love
don't
you
outside
your comfort zone.
Don't you go running off. Don't you go running off. We want you to come outside your comfort zone. I was expecting you to do what Mojave do and go ahead and cue up the music and then go in, right?
I'm trying to learn from the great master, but I'll get there one day.
Lord.
Now, before we send you to the dance floor,
to get down.
Can you let everybody know what you got going on in the Epiphany Radio universe as well as abroad?
Absolutely. So I am one half host of King and Queen Quarter every alternating Monday nights at 9. This following Monday, our conversation is going to be heart to heart in the King and Queen Quarter. So we're going to be taking a walk down the road of love. Also going on the Let's Talk Network, we have the Poetry Corner, and that comes on Tuesday night at 8 p.m., available on Facebook and YouTube. And that's about it.
All right. Stick around, enjoy the rest of the show, get on that dance floor, and get your boogie on. Ladies and gentlemen,
okay.
Queen Simmons, One Love, One Mic.
One Love, One Mic.
All right, y'all. Hey, y'all, and y'all pay attention to the event page because we're going to post the tally from tonight's show to let everybody know where they are. All right. Next up on the mic, we have Amelia T. Davis. Hey, Amelia.
Good evening. Hello, essentially. Hello, Devon. Hello, John. Much love to all y'all.
Likewise. Much love.
What's good?
Good evening.
I guess I'm just chopped liver, but all right. Are you participating in the Get Down Poetry Idol tonight?
Of course you're chopped liver, but I love chopped liver, so there you have it. Yes, I am, and so
that's all right. I'm liver mush. But it's okay. So you are participating tonight in the Get Down Idol, Poetry Idol. Yes.
Yes.
All right. Well, me, my co-hosts, and our judges, we're going to pop out the way, give you the stage, and let you go ahead and get on down.
Okay, this piece is called Erotic King, Chocolate Passion. King asked me, Queen, how do you like your chocolate? Here is my reply. I love my chocolate sweet and creamy, delicious with each new lick, playing with the tip. Down I slide my mouth to embrace that chocolatey goodness into the depths of my throat. Thrashing my tongue as I savor that candy of love. Bobbing up and down as I suck my chocolate bar. Faster and faster I go in a whirl of thrills. Creamy explosion of chocolate liquid as I swallow. Break time with hugs and snuggles. Then chocolate kissing me everywhere slides down to the peach, taking full control of my passion fruit. Chocolate licks and nibbles. I moan, stroking chocolate while chocolate's warm tongue is bringing pleasures unmentionable. Thrashing, sucking, nibbling, hotter, wetter, sliding fingers in two sensations at once. The peach on fire, spilling nectar everywhere. Chocolate then slips into the peach, now hot, tight, and ready to receive. Easy, tender teasing. In, out, in, out. Stronger, deeper, throbbing, pulsating, meeting each upward, downward motion with my hips. I'm looking into Chocolate's eyes, breathtaking desire reflection, eyes locked, two bodies intertwined in a dance of passion, legs wrapped around Chocolate's neck, deeply penetrating, moans, talking, a chorus of erotic enchantment. Stop, flip over, backwards peach. Full thrust now, harder, deeper, sliding with nectar pouring out. The peach having multiple pinnacles, a river of nectar flowing. Hot juices as Chocolate steel pounds. Pulling hair right in the peach, grabbing hips and slapping. Biting pillow, trying not to scream in ecstasy's zenith. A cosmic explosion of molten lava from Chocolate and peach. Falling into Chocolate's arms. And that's how I like my Chocolate King. Musings of Amelia T. Davis, a.k.a. Poetical Angel Queen, N.T.
All right, y'all. The gauntlet has been thrown. Judges, we'll start with Essentially.
Listen, I wasn't ready. I was not ready. That was ridiculously hot. I love that you took your time, your pacing, and your pacing matched what you were describing. What you were describing was like crazy visual. I loved it. I'm going to give you a 4.
Divine Demon.
Well, well, well. Clearly, Amelia proved that she likes her Chocolate men long and strong, because that piece was long and strong. I really, really dug the creativity. I'm going to give her a 5, because like I said, it was long and strong. It was a solid piece, so I'm going to have to give it a 5 for the creativity and the storytelling.
Okay. That's righteous. Jay Rob, the wise son.
I'm sitting here smoking my pipe, and I wasn't ready. I wasn't ready. But what was brought to my attention was we did tell people to bring their A game. Okay, if this is your A game, I got to respect it. And I wasn't ready because I wasn't accustomed to you going this deep into the intimate side of your poetical voice. But for creativity's sake, I got to give this a 4. Van Meadows, what say you?
I agree with my judges, the judges panel. we've on the erotic honey drippers, we've heard Amelia go in a little bit in depth, such as this. And creative storytelling, indeed, absolutely. Divine Demon got me. She likes it, you know, long and strong. So, yeah, I'm going to give it a 4 as well. Good work, Amelia. Good way to bring your A game.
Thank y'all. And I did that on purpose because I knew John had never heard a piece like this. So, thank y'all. I'll be hanging out.
All right, thank you so much. Hang out in the Get Down dance floor. Ladies and gentlemen, on her way, one love, one mic, Amelia T. Davis. Man, judges, how are y'all feeling about this round?
Yeah, I'm blown away.
This is bringing me back to when we first started, man.
Yeah.
When we first started to Get Down, we would have a particular topic of conversation, and folks would be out there spitting. Everybody would go into the romanticism, and it kept it there for a hot second. And so this is just bringing me back. So I'm digging what we got going on.
Absolutely. Likewise. Divine Demon, How you feeling, bro?
I'm feeling good, man. I'm feeling real good. I want to make clear I don't easily give away five, so I don't want y'all to think I'm doing good by a five, so because I'm very, very critical. But I've been really impressed. So I'm making my evaluations honestly. So I don't want to make it seem like I'm doing fair by a five, because that's not going to be the case. But yeah, I'm feeling good, man.
Awesome. Essentially.
So the ones who've come through, I've been absolutely impressed because I've heard everyone, you know, over some time. They sound different tonight, and I'm loving that they're bringing something different, that they're stretching their pens, they're stretching their performances. I'm impressed. I'm loving what I'm hearing.
Absolutely. Likewise, I'm enjoying it. It is reminiscent of when we started to get down with me and Jay prior to me and Akil, but this version of the get down, it's nostalgic. But guess what, y'all? It is not over. It is not over. The Get Down Poetry Idol continues with this next contestant, Mojave. Welcome, bro.
What's happening? I'm not competing. I think I was very clear. I don't do competitions. I don't compete. I just spit poetry, so I just came to spit a poem.
All right, well, we're going to go ahead and move you to the back door. No, I'm just kidding. Go ahead and spit your piece, bro. Get on down.
Yeah, listen, I never seen such
discipline.
Hey, Zanis, how
I'm sorry.
Are you?
I apologize.
I'm going to speak.
Everyone say hello to Javi.
Oh,
yeah.
My God.
This disappointment. Yeah, the shade of it all.
It's very disappointing. And I will tell you why, sir. It is disappointing because you are another one, unlike the first poet. I won't mention her name, but you don't want to sit in on the get down with us. It's okay. We get it. Me and J-Rob are not hurt
all,
by it.
First of all, I say good day to you, sir. I was never asked.
Here we go.
Shade.
That's the purpose of the show. That is the purpose of this show.
I'm just saying, you're coming off like 5 p.m.
J-Rob.
Say
hello to Mojave.
Time, October. Shade.
Say hello to Mojave.
Shade, sir.
Good day, sir.
No, I say good day to you, sir.
I say good day, sir.
I say good day to you, sir.
I say good day.
I say good day.
These two.
All right, now.
Hi,
Mojave, Kendall,
how
go
are
ahead
you?
And get on.
You good?
Oh, I'm sorry. Oh.
All right. I was just saying, listen, fine. I'm going to just do what I'm doing, get out the way, so you can have your idol. There you go. All right?
Thank
wow.
you, sir.
Wow.
Thank you very much.
Wow.
Thank you very much.
Wow. Wow. Okay,
hi,
Mojave.
Divine Demon. How are you?
I'm good. What's up, Mojave? Before you start, he gets a seven.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much. I'll take it.
So you want to be judged, so I had to throw it off because you just want to be judged. So, you know, there you go. Nah, good
thing.
What's going on?
I had it.
Yeah,
I just
want to
make sure I had it. All right. Got you. Here we go. I hope that you're waiting like I'm waiting. In between breaths, in between blinks, time is moving so slow, and I can imagine you open your eyes after a night filled with us, filling us with the sweetness that's only shared when intentions like tongues intertwined. Passions realized and kept like the sun rising. I'm excited like a child on Christmas Eve, ready to unwrap this gift I've waited all this time for. Can't sleep. I'm restless. I wait for sunrise. I measure the space and time and quantum leaps of heartbeats and beauty, written in words, written in spirit, but written. Is this our story? Some say that the more you lose, what you gain, it is the world, but is this our story? Because time is moving on. We make revolutions around the sun, and each day lingers with the growing feeling of seeds planted. The expectation grows, lotuses open in accordance with light. Brother soon reach the sister moon in exchange for day for night. We lose track, and we wonder, is this the beginning or ending? Some kind of wonderful each moment, racing sunsets ending in sleep, waking to find new days and nights, hoping to find you closer. Still, stuck like a fly in amber, hoping love has that time-sapping effect. And I'm waiting, and I want her to want me like needing oxygen after being underwater for so long and so long to lost loves who surrendered it, drowned and giving up breath. But we are mermaids. We swim the currents, playing for the love swept. The hearts kept waiting. Please be the dream I dreamt with a wish I sent when I put my penny into the wishing well. Well wishes have not ties. They're sleepless in Seattle and I see it all. I just need to get closer to you than a phone call. Maybe get into each other's vibe. Fear's a part of that. Too many times we crossed the middle passage to lose everything, whether it be our name, body, and spirit. But God, I once called you queen and lover in the same refrain. And fear makes us sing those songs that make us so sick. Radios get turned off. They blare. Throw your heart in the air, no longer waving our arms like we just don't care. This is serious. I need the cipher to put back my Osiris pieces. Love the collars parts for the concrete I pretend they are. Suckle me. Heal me. Make love to the northern part of my spirit before I go down south and experience the heat of your equator. And I have nothing except the space of my rib where you can take back what is rightfully yours. I give you the power that makes kingdom, that gives honor and glory, births kings and queens. And I'd give this universe for you if it meant that we could find each other in divine time. And I hope that you're waiting like I'm waiting for the time to pass, seeing heart to heart, praying that our spirits match. I need you like you need me, the hopeful we. Future plans, family. Until then, we must transform all past pain, false paradise, and temporary emotional tempests, precipitations of hurt and its value and submission to unconditional, unbridled, free love and all the possibilities. Hold tight. No one ever said that breathing was easy. We are mummies, boys. We swim. Time is moving on, and if you open your eyes, I will see the wonder and love past the world. I hope you're waiting like I'm waiting for you, for I only have time for your kiss. Home.
Yo. I know we're not judging this piece, but this is an exquisite piece, Mojave. Bruh. You just keep coming through, man. Just slaying, man. Just slaying, bro. Just slaying. Bruh. Dope ink, bro. Dope ink. Essentially.
That whole oxygen verse had me. And then you ended with giving up breath, and then it came circled back to that. Nobody said that breathing was easy. That's when I forgot that I wasn't muted. Like, this piece, like Poetic said, was exquisite. My God.
Thank you. I'm humble. Thank you.
Divine Damon.
Oh, bro. Like Van said, we're not judging, but dude, the way that you started kind of slow, then you kind of sped it up, and you definitely matched your tempo with the music. That was monstrous. That was beautiful. I've heard you do a lot of pieces of music, but none of them were that perfect. And that's what I'm gonna call your piece. It was a perfect piece. So kudos to you, bro.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Absolutely. J Rob.
This was an absolutely exquisite piece. I felt it in a special place, and I just want to say this was fantastic, and I'm a fan. Poem.
You know what I got to say?
This is a dope piece, though. This is a really dope piece, though.
I'm about to say this.
You stupid. You stupid.
Wow.
You stupid. You stupid. You stupid for no reason. You stupid for no reason. This is actually a very beautiful piece or what have you. However, I would love to hear this piece again with Nothing Compared to You playing in the background.
Why
the Prince version,
me,
the original.
Why would you challenge me like this? Why would you do that?
Good day, sir.
You know.
Good day, sir.
I live for stuff
Thank
like
you.
This.
Thank you, sir.
You know I live for
Thank
stuff
you for playing.
Like
Good day, sir.
Listen,
Good day.
All right. I'm going to two-step on that ass real fast just because you said it. Thank you. I got you.
Before you disappear, Javi, before you going off into the sunset, let everybody know what you got coming up.
Oh, what we got coming up next Tuesday, we have War Council. We have several things that we're going to be throwing up against the wall to see what sticks. We got some massively crazy things that we're going to talk about. I hope you're prepared. We didn't come to fight with anybody, but you might want to fight us when we talk about the stuff we're going to talk about because we don't care. More importantly, it's going to be a terse situation. We're going to come in here. We got several situations. If you're in the War Council group, you have to see me to get in. You will see that some of the things that we will post as the topics come in, weigh in on it, and those are the things that we will deal with. But we have some stuff. I got this Reddit situation that's going to blow your minds. We got some stuff we've been talking about in the air chat, of course. It's going to get a little ugly, a little personal, a little tough, but it's going to be good because it's War Council, and this is what we do, real talk, real conversation. Real stuff all the time. That's how we're rocking. And then the week after, we're doing Marvel versus DC for all the Marvels.
Yes!
It's going to be ugly. It's going to be the ugliest Marvel versus DC because these DC people are out of their mind. Although I will admit I did geek at a Black Hawk Man and a giant Atom Smasher. I did geek at that. So, but Paul Kane is coming on, and my favorite Harvard lawyer, Derek John Onare, should be free. And him and Paul Kane do not get along at all.
Yeah.
And if you know Paul Kane, he yells about everything. He was like, "You don't even know what you're talking about." But and I got a special. I got a couple special guests. It's going to be nice. Be ready.
Hey, Mahabi.
Yes.
Mahabi.
Yes.
I'm on the War Council panel, aren't I?
Yeah, you are.
You think I get added to the secret group?
Oh, you know what? You're funny.
I mean, I only asked a week ago. It's only been a week.
Yeah.
Wow. I didn't even know he was a secret group.
You know what?
You didn't even know, Jay?
You wanted me to sit on the wall. Listen, Van. I'm going to treat it just like you said you wanted me to sit in on Get Down. So, you know, touche. Anyway, I'll take care of that. You take care of this, and then we'll see what happens in the middle. Hey, I see you on the bye.
Wow.
Bye.
Wow. Good day,
and
sir.
He's out of here on his way to the dance floor. Thank you, Mahabi. One love, one mic. We got to keep going. Next up, well, before we go into the next caller, J-Rob, can you let everybody know that's listening what is at stake at the end of the Get Down Poetry Idol? What is at stake for them?
What's at stake, ladies and gentlemen? What's at stake is an opportunity. Let me say this like the Southern ministers. What at stake is at the opportunity to present yourself as a host of the Get Down, Van Meadows and John Robinson will be your co-hosts on the Get Down. You choose the topic, they will write the poetry to your show as host of the Get Down. Can I get an amen?
All right. Next up.
And the Lord said, take your shoes off, baby.
All right, y'all. Next up on the poetry, the Get Down Poetry Idol, area code 302. Welcome to the Get Down. Who do we have on the mic?
What's good? Anonymity. How y'all doing?
Oh, man. What's up, bro? Where you been?
Welcome, King.
Man, listen, working hard, 12-hour shifts. I didn't even know this was going down tonight. I just happened to make it home in time to catch. I was like, oh, let me get on. So I didn't even realize I worked like that. But, you know, work hard to play hard. Right?
It's so good to hear you, bro. It is so good to hear you, man. Welcome back, man. Welcome back.
Yeah.
Welcome, bro.
Glad to be here.
Hey, the blessing belongs to us, man. So thank you for taking time out.
Yes, sir. Divine Demon of Sensei Janice, say hello to our good brother.
Hello, hello. How are you?
Hello. Pleasure is all mine. I was listening to the show, enjoying it. Listen, I heard about what's at stake. So I don't know if it's fair to even enter the competition because, like I said, with my work schedule, I would hate to commit to a schedule I can't commit to. So I'm going to pass on that, but it is an honor to be here. I heard some dope poetry. As a matter of fact, Miss Lips did a piece, and I do think that was a five. I had to say that. I was a weird snap of my fingers
my
by myself.
My man. Absolutely.
I was snapping my fingers. My neighbors, if they heard me, they probably thought I was crazy. They don't understand.
I love it, bro. I love it, man. I love it. Well, listen. You are more than welcome to enter the contest, bro. I mean, it's not really a contest. It's just something that we do. But you're more than welcome. If you would like to, we'll ask you the question, would you like to be a contestant on the Poetry Get Down item?
Listen, I'm always down to get down. So
that's what I'm looking for. I'm always down
brother,
to
always
get down.
Down. Yes, sir. So we're going to get out the way, and we're going to let you go ahead and get on down, bro.
All right, I'm going to go and do that. You and I envision resembling gentle kisses intensified by jealous tongues. We power struggle. Holding to a fistful of ash cheeks, pulling you closer towards me, creating friction between clothes. Grinding against the bulge of my erection, I'm pressing you, testing the will of your bad girl desires. Let me take you to this place of solitude found within the confinements of my embrace. Ankles shackled to bedposts, it's all trust with hands cuffed into submission. Become a prisoner to my affection, caught up within an entanglement of such fuckery. Feel the passion infused into every position, exemplify the artistry of poetry being massaged for your much-needed release. My back aches from the rapes of those manicured nails sketching its signature into me, displaying the branding of your touch burning into my flesh, embedding the memory of your persuasion scarred permanently, marking its territory, yes, we made love like a disaster. Bodies clashing, resembling earthquakes colliding with hurricanes. Thunderous claps heard crashing against wet surfaces, describing us splashing. Skin slapping, aggressively tagging handprints across flesh, creating dangerous waves within a lonely abyss of lust. Emotion sacrificed us as a catastrophe. Mimicking as music in nature's forecast, I pounded the percussions of thunder. You harmonized moans escaping from lungs during a session of heavy breathing, listening to the octaves building for warning of the storm soon to come, before releasing a tsunami of pleasure upon the red silk sheets extinguishing the hellfire within you. Yes, we made love like a disaster. The subtle scent of our chemistry lingering upon my flesh, testifying as our aftermath continues. Shallow breaths confirming the only sign of life, displaying what is otherwise left motionless as our bodies laid content. For what begun with one kiss escalated to moist tongue moving between lips, licking love off the lust under the moonlit conditioning of us. As I stared fate in the face of all of her beauty before we fucked beautifully, as if intended by nature. Hearts fluttered when the lightning struck, and the nor'easter passing between us spent hours wiping away any thought of me moving on without you. felt the rush of something so magical, as if we elevated into an atmosphere and became one with God. You nod in total fulfillment as I applaud your futile effort of trying to hold back while creating a facade of this feeling has only been intended for one night. So starting now, you will forever be remembered as that perfect storm. And peace.
Yo. Yo. It is so good to hear you back on the mic, bro. It is so good to hear you back on the mic.
Yo,
Divine Demon.
First of all, I'm going to say what's going on, bro. I wasn't ignoring you earlier when Van asked me to speak. I was really practicing trying to make sure I can say your name right. And I didn't get it. But I've never heard your voice. But, dude, your pen game is mad strong, man. And I feel bad because they're giving so many fives. I want to give you a 15, but I can't. Seriously. So, yeah, I'm going to have to give you a definite five, man, because, like I said, the pen game is masterful, bro.
I appreciate that, man. I'm humbled by that. And it's an honor to get back. Like I said, I just happened to have time to get on. Oh, my goodness. I had to shake off the cobwebs getting through, felt the butterfly. I haven't done this in a minute. I appreciate that. Thank you.
You can't tell you're rusty by that piece.
Facts. Essentially, Zanis.
Hey, so I'm going to need some info so I can give a follow because, oh, my God. Yeah, I'm blown away. I had to put my pen down at one point because I was writing down way too much. J-Rob, poetic, remember how I started off with the good girl line? So you know, tasting the will of your bad girl desire spoke to me. Oh, my God.
Yes. Yes.
And the repeated line of making love like a disaster. Listen, that's when I put my pen down. I'm just five. Oh, if I didn't say it already, five.
Wow.
Absolutely.
J-Rob, the wise son.
Bro. Content, verbiage, punchline, wordplay. You touched all the elements with this. And I dug your cane. You reminded me of another cat that visits us from time to time in how you were giving it up. But the wordplay caught my attention, and I dig how you were juggling that back and forth. This was absolutely dope, and I can't front, bro. I got to give you a five on this one.
Appreciate that. Look, it's just a pleasure. I'm hearing dope poems and the inspiration that comes, man. This feels like home.
Hey, man, it's good to have you back, man. It's good to hear your pen again. Like everyone else has already said, the only thing that I can add to what everyone else has already said is the delivery. Bro, the poem was fire. Everything, your cadence, it was just pure fire, man. Wordplay, like Jay said, I'm going to give you a five, too, because it's just like that. It's just all that.
Thank you. Appreciate it, man. Listen, I'm listening to the show. Keep that fire coming. I mean, I'm, like I said, I'll tell y'all my vote. I mean, I gave y'all my vote. I heard it.
Absolutely.
So.
Well, stick around, man.
I'm
please stick around.
I'm here. I ain't going nowhere.
All right, my brother. One
love.
I'm
listening,
and
I'll catch up. Yeah, definitely.
All right. Man. That brother Pin Game is wicked, bro. Just wicked, man.
Oh, for sure.
Wicked man. Wicked man. Yeah. Next up, we're going to keep the poetry of the Get Down Poetry Idol going with none other than this storm that's breezing through. I mean, this torrential downpour, this flood. I mean, hey, y'all, it's rain. Hey, rain.
Hey, family. What's going on?
Hey. How you feeling?
I'm good. Okay, let me pause for a minute. Hey, J-Rob. How you doing, love?
I appreciate you, because I was going somewhere with it. I appreciate
he was waiting.
I was in the cut. was in the cut.
Oh, my God.
I was like, shots fired? I was like, one bullet, two bullets, three bullets. I was like, eight more payments in advance, dead to the motherfucker. I was like, I'm waiting.
I figured I would start with you. Hey, Devon Demon. Hey, sis. Hey, Van. How's everybody?
Doing good. How you doing?
I'm good now.
I'm enjoying the show. Like, listen, do I have to go after man?
Right.
Like, I haven't spit, I feel like I haven't spit in, like, 5 years, and he just, like, I just wanted to, like, press one and go back in the cut.
I know that's right. Ah, man.
I'm here for the dance floor. I heard there was a dance floor over here. So.
There is a dance floor, but do you want to be into this contest, the competition of the get down poster.
I mean,
otherwise you just spit. I mean, what's up?
You know, I don't think that.
Follow up your own time.
I haven't really written any storms lately, and I don't know that I can compete. Wasn't that last gentleman? He competed, right? Yeah, I can.
Oh, would you stop it, stop it, stop it. Ladies and gentlemen,
right.
If y'all have not ever heard this lady who goes by the name of Rain on a mic for a hot second, please let me tell y'all, you need to get a seatbelt, a raincoat, some protective covering because the storms are brewing. Don't let her lie to y'all. Don't let her lie to y'all.
I mean,
see, I'm a Christian. I'm a Christian. We ain't lying.
Speaking of Christian preacher man, you sounded more like Bill Cosby, but you know, I went and got my piece.
I will say something to your drink. Stop playing.
Look, I went and got my piece entitled Religious.
Ooh.
I mean,
I'm gonna move away from the mic, man. I'm moving from the mic.
Well, listen, we're all moving away from the mic. Rain, go ahead and get down.
He told me he was gonna snatch my soul, but I had heard that before. I guess I just had no idea what he had in store or how he'd explore every ambition I never even expressed to him. Perhaps he was reading the hesitation in my eyes or the way my movements stuttered in his presence. See, my confidence? It abandons me when his dark eyes set upon me. It flees the scene like my thickness is a crime. See, he moves and looks and feels like, I stay begging the universe to save me from this, from myself, from him. He said he was going to snatch my soul, and he hadn't even touched me yet. I already wanted to taste his scriptures, be his devout worshiper, obey his every commandment, drink every drop of his sacrifice like the perfect, unrepented sinner. Let him tie my limbs to mahogany bed frame altars, pay my atonements under the weight of his palm grips, pinwheel pricks, and leather wisps. I am ready. Ready to be indoctrinated by his unorthodox teachings. He seems to be pleased by my willingness. My willingness to unveil my totality to him, to be adorned by beautifully inflicted, sanctified scars. He said he saw the sacred goddess in me. He felt that my existence yearned to be relished, so he cradled my frame, laid me upon a bed of sincere, yet very deliberate intentions. I can see open myself up to him completely. His eyes study me as I present him my truth, as my body confessed it all to him, unable to utter a word, his quick glance demanding me to listen. Listen as he slowly drags his tongue across my iniquities. Listen to him journey the history of each transgression. Listen while he travels the unknown of my wilderness. You can feel the ache of all my unfulfilled yesterdays pulsating on the tip of his need to taste my carnality. Consecrate myself to him. He obliges my beckoning, communes with my decadence, and we become I, his sanctuary, him, my religion, I, his ritual, him, my prophecy, and with much reverence. He mounts my hallowed invitation, erect with restoration, penetrating my Eden, anointing my Genesis, and we came to fruition. That's right.
Whew.
Well, all right.
Mm-hmm. Ooh. Ooh. Ooh.
Right.
Essentially, that is. Yeah. We're going to start with you.
Really? I am such a fan of contrast, right? So your title is religious. Isn't religious? But I love that. I love the metaphor throughout the entire piece. Your delivery was so, so dope. I'm going with a 5.
Divine Demon.
Divine Demon. Yes, sir.
Okay. I apologize because I thought that she said she didn't want to be judged. But I have to point out one line that she said that just, excuse my French, but it fucked me all the way up. I think she said, I could taste the scriptures. And when she said that line, Rain, did you say that?
I did.
Rain. Oh, yeah, okay, so. First of all, that wasn't rain. Your closing line said, this is the rain. That wasn't rain. That was liquid sunshine. That's what we call it over here in Texas.
Uh-huh.
I almost came, for real. So,
did he drink? Okay, I'm resting now.
Because when she said, I want to taste the scriptures, I almost passed the collection plate because the doors of this church was wide open. So, I said all that to say she gets a 5++++++++++.
Wow.
Change your name from Rain to whatever, because you strong in the rain. That was like a tsunami, for real.
Why, son?
Thank you.
I ain't catch up to the whole 5++++++++++. I still got my clothing on. However, I did ask for some wordplay. I did ask for some metaphor.
Mm-hmm.
I did ask for some content. This wasn't church because I was expecting you to go in on some preacher shit. But that's a different topic of conversation. You did give what a brother asked for. As much as I didn't want to like this poem because it wasn't religious, like a naughty priest, I got to give you a 5. Van Meadows, what say you?
First of all, Rain knows how I feel about this piece. That's first and foremost.
Van's voice just changed.
Yeah,
it did.
You noticed that, right?
You did.
You noticed that, right? Like he's jumping across the table again. Come on, come back, Van.
Oh, my
come
God.
Back, Van. Come back, Van. Sit at the
second
table with the rest
all,
of us. Come on now.
Second of all, J-Rob, I don't know what you're talking about. But procreation is all throughout that word called the Bible. And she presented some different type of scriptures. And my God, you did more than just bring some torrential downpours. Baby, you brought the whole hurricane, the tsunami, Don't get me started, because that's how you heard that piece the first time you did this piece.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, that is exactly right. That is exactly right. And this piece, I'm also going to give you a 5 because it was just all that.
Thank you all. I appreciate you.
No,
well,
thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, on her way to the Get Down Dance. I'm sorry. No. Go ahead. Finish your thought, Rain. Please, finish your thought.
I was just going to say it was good to be back at the on the Get Down. You know, it's been a while. So thank y'all for the space. And, you know, hopefully there's room for people to dance for.
We always here for you, honey. Anytime you want to come to the Get Down. Let me go ahead and get you an over to the dance floor.
Let me say it like Van would say. Let me say it the way Van would say. Well, you know, there's always room for you at the Get Down. I'm just, you know, there's always room for you. We always have an empty seat at the table next to a microphone. So you can let it rain on the Get Down.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm just saying.
Rain.
Hey, Robbie,
thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you.
Whew. And lady.
My God. Yes.
Good to hear you.
Good night,
Don. Good night. Yeah. Oh, my God. And the one time I decide to go out in the rain and I don't have an umbrella, so I can get completely wet.
I'm a trip in traffic.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are tuned in to Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network. Tonight is the Get Down Poetry Idol with your host, J. Rob, the Wise Son, and yours truly, Poetic. And tonight we have guest judges. We have essentially Janice, Divine Demon, joining us tonight. If you were listening in online and you didn't dial in, it's too bad because we're now into overtime. And
they know who we be.
All right. And we have, looks like we have 2 final contestants, y'all, for the Poetry Get Down Poetry Idol. Next up, we got our good brother, me Caribbean brother, Ed Burks. What's good with you, bro?
Hey, this is Gwen C. I think y'all got the
I'm
wrong
sorry.
Line.
Nope. That's my bad.
Yeah, you're bad, sir. You're bad.
That's
apologize.
Bad.
Go ahead.
Let me back up. Forgive me, Gwen C.
Hey.
You and my Caribbean brother have a similar number. Forgive me. But ladies and gentlemen.
No way.
Your property.
I just thought maybe y'all unmuted the wrong person.
No.
Mm-hmm.
Unmuted the right person. Gwen C. is on the mic. Welcome to the Get Down. It's so good to hear you, darling.
Yes, I miss y'all. Nice to hear y'all's voices. And what y'all are doing is so cool. Love
well, thank
it.
You so
thank
much.
You.
I wish
we
I would have called sooner. I was only on like
we
the last maybe,
too.
I'm going to say 30 minutes. I hate that I missed the beginning. I hate that.
Girl,
right.
You missed what Ben wrote for me.
Dang, I'm going to go back and listen to it.
He's being too modest. You should have heard what he wrote for me. Woo-hoo.
Damn, I was working.
But,
that sucks. But I'm going to go back. I can listen to it, right?
Absolutely.
Yes, you can.
Want to
play
absolutely.
That?
Absolutely.
Good,
you most certainly
good.
Can. Now, are you going to participate in, I'm sorry, say hello to Essentially Janice. And Divine Demon.
Hello.
Where are my manners?
Hey, Gwen. Hello. How y'all doing?
How are you?
Doing great. Good to hear you.
Yeah. I'm good. Thank you.
It is wonderful to hear her. Now,
very
please,
so.
Please tell me that you are going to participate in the Get Down Poetry Idol tonight.
No, I think I'm just going to share a new piece with y'all, but that's about it.
All right.
All right.
I know I'm stubborn.
When she's stubborn like this, Van, she's your friend.
Okay. I'll claim her. I'll claim her. No worries. Well, allow us to move out of the way and let you go ahead and get down. The mic is yours.
Thank you. I normally don't share the titles, but this one is titled, Don't Nobody Give a Damn About Your Feelings, Gwen C. I have a feeling we make things complicated for the sake of being complex. If we organize our chaos, it looks like we have our shit together. Storage containers pretty the madness. I have a feeling we peddle, but don't reach to steer. It's like Russia dropping unwarranted bombs, then another country saying, hold my beer, out of control, allowing another's actions to take us places we never intended to go. We don't speak up, never question their intentions, then don't know their intentions. Now stuck in a game of tug-of-war, we grip, hands held tight, line with intentions, we get too gone. Clothes coming off, we can be avoided. Yo, he gon' brag on your drip, but sis, it is psychologically proven cheating occurs when trying to find what's missing, fill the void then. Got stick, now stuck, we pedal when we need to paddle to stay afloat. Given the wet, we tread water, keep breathing, turn darkness to light, no drowning in dread. I have a feeling, no, a knot in my stomach, showing me breathing is kind of easy and hard at the same time. I got a feeling we so often want to be the best, but what's wrong with being our best? Set expectations so we're not left for seconds. We all got the same minutes and hours, but only one of us can spend our time. We want views but don't wish to be viewed in certain light. As long as we can design the narrative on them screens, cool, we feel paid. Want privacy and limelight, yet complain if we get exposed or if we're offered exposure. But we film like Kodak automatic cameras in the 80s, edit like Microsoft Word, revise like Photoshop, enhance like PowerPoint, after alter like a poetic alter ego, have the damn audacity to analyze like Excel, need to chill, lay, think pad, stop cushioning our mistakes, next tell our falls. We ain't towering over anyone. Can you hear me now? I have a feeling we make things complicated just to be complex. I have a feeling complexion doesn't matter. We all came from the same creator and this earth. Life's too short. We all the same underneath blood type being flesh. I have a feeling that if we were to honor the Bible, the way we live would be breach of sacred contracts. I have a feeling that folks can't stand my ass worrying about tables where I sit saying I want this or that. I am human. I give zero damn about hues. Still, I understand privilege. Super direct. I don't drop clues. I seek to be ally, not puzzle. If I need you to know, I will poem you. Taylor Derry essay. I have a feeling maybe I don't know them. Maybe they never judge me. Instead, I'm guilty of judging them solely because I feel like they judge me. I have a fact. Oh, shit, I have a fact. I don't even know who them or they are. Why am I referencing their impact on me? I have a feeling we get in our feelings. We sometimes feel too much. We've been taught to process feelings. So often we believe we are empty. Thus, we manufacture some feelings to feel full again, but some shit. So now we are full of shit. Now that we newly carved boulder rest on our shoulders, wait, we get no rest, no sheep left to count insomnia. Sun still gonna rise from east side. Mornings be like, bia, bia. Stop acting like bitch. We get our asses up. I have a feeling chef can cook it up. Sweet talk us into the healthy choice. Yet as smart ones, we get boxed by our spouse, job, ourselves, social media, links, phones, pressures to hook it up. I have a feeling anything you can name, anything anyone in this space can name can also make us feel empty. Life's so full in our homes, we feel alone. I have a feeling this thing we're doing called life, we're supposed to breathe in and out, sleep, wake, stand before the sun, praise the Holy One. I have a feeling we let simple tragedy consume us, assuming something not going our way is tragedy. That's ludicrous. I have a feeling this thing that's supposed to be beautiful simplicity. I have a feeling this thing that's supposed to be day, night, sleep, wake, have some food, maybe bake. I have a feeling this thing our mamas signed us up for was supposed to be a bunch of teamwork. That's how the dream works. We're supposed to give to others, care for ourselves, prioritize the human body. I have a feeling we instead embody the brokenness, the unattainable, things that don't make sense, often in chase of a dollar. Paper chasers are better than clout chasers, but they be in the same lines. The only paper that matters are those lined with poetry. Poets drop them dimes, that silver, shiny, subtle sense. For every dime you pay poet, you gain wealth. For every time you tender a poet, you gain health. I have a feeling we need to sit still, rest under tree, stop attempting to move it to throw shade. We've given greatness to low things, but hate when low things grow into greatness. I have a feeling we're so used to grabbing low-hanging fruit, we fail to notice when it's rotten. We can reach out to the first thing, but don't know how to, don't know step one of connection or how to recharge ourselves. Do we even know ourselves? I have a feeling in this super simple life we're born, we wake, we smile, love, grow, change, evolve, sleep, wake, do it all again. If we're given another day, yet we often take for granted the 24 hours we just had, I have a feeling this simple thing we're supposed to do until the day we die, I have a feeling it's supposed to be a much more smooth ride, yet for some reason we want to make it the most punishing ride to get to the pearly gates. I have a feeling we don't know what the fuck we are doing, which is why we are always in a hurry just to wait. I have a feeling we refuse to pat ourselves on the back, yet when others clap for themselves, suddenly our elbows, radius, ulna, carpus, and phalanges are broken, stiffing them. We don't even lift a finger. Reminding me of them poets that don't snap when a poet snaps, goes off. I have a feeling we are afraid of transparency because we don't know the cost. I have a feeling we don't really know how to be a friend or be authentic. I have a feeling when we genuinely try, in our perceived reality, our attempts make it kind of hard when it's easy at the same time, when in actuality, it's kind of easy but hard at the same time. I have a feeling I am just a poet in peace.
Yo. Wow.
Oh.
J-Rob DeWise.
I'm going to start my commentary off with one word, but I'll preface it by saying, I got a feeling, damn, really?
Hey,
sister girl.
Appreciate that.
Sister girl. I can continue to tell you how big of a fan I am of yours, but I got your CDs, so I got to talk to you. I got your CD to talk to. You got some gems on that joint if y'all don't know.
Thank you.
The matter is, you hit every single point on point with another point that backtracked to two other points that came right back to the next point. God, that's wordplay. I love
Thank you.
From head to toe. And I know you ain't trying to be judged. That's cool. I'm still giving this a 5. I know you don't want to be judged. Still a 5.
I appreciate you.
That goddamn work.
Thank you.
Divine demon.
Yo, Quincy, I've heard you before, but never heard you like that. I'm just going to say that it was different to me because I've never heard you cuss. So when a proper person cusses, it just does something to me. I have a feeling that you should have got in the contest because you would have got a 20 for me, and that's real talk.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome.
Thanks so much. I appreciate you.
Essentially, Janice.
Hey, Quincy, you are a beast, and I've missed hearing you. It's been a minute since I have, but I'm so glad that you came through tonight. Your wordplay was sick. Thank you for coming through.
I appreciate you. Thank you so much. I miss being on here. It's nice. I appreciate y'all.
Yeah.
Quincy. First of all, you know I'm a fan. You know I love your work. Your metaphors, your wordplay, your realism, your storytelling. Yo, you definitely went off in this piece. And I loved every minute of it. And you know what? These are the pieces where you're the most real. And I love that. In all your pieces, you have this realism about you. But this piece, this piece is elevation to a different level on the realness, and I love it. Phenomenal.
Thank you. I appreciate that. So you're saying you like when I talk shit?
Yeah, basically. Basically. I mean, you know. This like the second one that I heard, and the first one, whoo, my God. But this was phenomenal. I love it. I love it.
Thank you. I appreciate that so much. I appreciate all of y'all. Yeah. Nice to write again. I haven't been writing. I kind of hurt myself. I couldn't write. I've been writing little pieces, but I ain't been writing no real shit. So I just wrote this 2 days ago from a prompt, and I'm so glad that someone said, look, you need to write a poem. Here's your prompt, and you have until Tuesday to do it. And 3 hours
nice.
Later, I had a poem, so I was happy.
Nice.
I couldn't look at my own standards. That's why I've been struggling.
Well, don't call it a comeback.
I know that's
Thank
right.
Thank you.
All right, we're going to get you over to the Get Down dance floor. Stick around. Enjoy the rest of the show.
Thank you. I certainly will. I wish there was more.
Absolutely. One love,
Have
one
a great
mic.
Night,
see.
You too. Wow. Wow. Just wow. All right. Next up on the Get Down Poetry Idol, ladies and gentlemen, we got our other go-go brother. We got Mr. Automatic Charismatic. What's good with you, bro?
Oh, man, I'm been chilling, man. I'm chilling with my queen and everything.
Nice, bro. Nice. Yeah, say hello to Divine Demon and the Sensei Zionese, of course, J-Rob, the wise son.
Hey, Otto.
Hello. Hey, hello, hello, everybody.
He's gaming, bro.
You know what I mean? Y'all are some dopeaholics. That's what y'all are.
I appreciate you. So, Mr. Automatic Charismatic, are you participating in the Get Down Poetry Idol?
Well, kind of. You know, I'm a truck driver, so I don't, you know, I want to win, but, you know, for competition, but truck driving, you know.
Bro, it's a yes or a no.
Yeah, I'm participating.
All right, my man. That's what we need to hear from you. Hey, Rob, get this man to the stage. Get this man to the stage.
Come on, yo, move to the left. Move. Go right. All right, check this out. Check this out. Just automatic. You locked and loaded, brother?
Yeah.
Cool. We standing behind you. Arms folded, feet tapping. The audience is waiting. Brother, go on ahead and get on down.
All right. This poem is called, freestyle poem is called Must Read Black Books. This is the situation changing the whole generation. What did you look at? What are you reading? Your own proceeding. You see, we need to bring it back home. Can't leave knowledge left behind. You see, it's time to read black books. Did you read that book on Marcus Garvey? Did you read that book on Malcolm X? Did you read that book on Dr. King? Did you read that book on Nat Turner? You see, we live in the life of the Alliance, and we have to have all that guidance, teaching like no tomorrow. You see, only a slave mind will lead to the sorrow. May I borrow your attention for a minute, and I will send it back to the African land. I understand what was well planned, but slavery was just well at hand. You see, I need to bring that book right at you, Harriet Tubman. Must read black books. Did you read that black book on Lane Brown? Did you read black books on many heroes like Frederick Douglass? Did you read those black books? Did you keep on reading like Bobby Seale? Did you keep on reading like Angela Davis? Must read like black books. Like you could be an entrepreneur, like Madam C.J. Walker. You could be like Granville T. Woods, C.R. Patterson. But we all know, we all follow, we all keep going hard and taking charge and must know like we building up time like Benjamin Banneker. Can you actually run through the vicinity? You see black books, it's like the energy bringing to your whole facility. Facility, you see, in this state of mind, you will never be blind because these black books will shape all kinds, shape your mind, refresh, never sell for less. You see, when you're reading, you might be blessed, interest. This is your time, this is your stage, it's the world to invade, and everything that's world's about to be displayed must be black books. I gotta open that book, gotta open. Yes, when my eyes is like in motion and these words have chosen, yes, move my eyes and making me not be a slave no more, no more, because I must read like never before. I must read like black books, like it's so interesting. It's black books, like there's no time left. It's black books, and I keep reading like so many of our ancestors before, and I want more. So I can't leave no knowledge behind because black books are just one of a kind. Miss Automatic Charismatic Lyrical Engine, pig is in, I'm all in, rubber and dry.
All right, all right, all right. Man, whoo! Miss Automatic decided to come in and do some conscious. So let's go Essentially Chinese. What grade do you give our brother?
Hey, Otto, thanks for coming through. I have so much respect for freestylers. Like, I can't even begin to tackle that skill. I lost my page. Here we go. I liked the point that you brought about not leaving knowledge behind, and you asked for attention, sending it back to the African land. That pulled me in. I loved where you were going. I am going to go with a 4 for you. Thank you.
Awesome.
Thank you.
Awesome. J. Rob, the wise son.
He touched one of my wheelhouses, man. The brother came through on a freestyle and touched one of my wheelhouses. When he was hitting all that black history and talking about Benjamin Banneker, I was like, okay. I got it. On content, I got it. Freestyle and content, got to give brother 5.
My man. Divine Demon.
I'm going to echo what Johnny said. The fact that was a freestyle is amazing because, first of all, it's hard to freestyle, period, but then to do it with a conscious mindset and make it all sound good. He does this all the time, but that's just, it's like she said, that's a feat in itself. I loved it. In the middle, we'll talk about in the middle, kind of reminded me of you almost turned into Malcolm X, like right in the middle, because it was so dope in the way you was coming.
Yeah.
I wish I could give you like a 4.75, but I can't. So I'm going to give you a 4, bro. But it was a beast mode piece.
Thank you.
Absolutely, bro. It definitely was a beast of a piece. The black history, the content, the delivery, just overall, just like everyone else is saying, man, to be a freestyler, to do all of that in that piece, I too have mad respect for those that can freestyle and do it fluently, you know. So I too am going to give you a 4 for that piece. Dope piece, Otto. Dope piece, bro.
Thank you. Thank you very much, y'all.
All right, bro. Get on over there. Get down, dance floor. Stick around. Enjoy the rest of the show. One love, one
now,
mic, bro.
Do y'all have some go-go music playing?
Oh, yeah. They knew
you
was coming. He's already
queued up, man.
Hodge.
All right, bro. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
Man. What a freestyle piece. He was the last contestant. So before we talk about the remainder of the show and what's going to happen next, Divine Demon, brother, we didn't give you an opportunity to do a piece. Would you like to do a piece, sir?
At this point, I'm going to say no because I wasn't prepared to do a piece because I thought I was on the judge, and so I did not have a piece prepared. I'm going to say no, just to be humble.
Okay, that's fair.
You see how he is over there? Just to be humble.
Just to be humble. Right.
I ain't trying to rock no worlds. I'm just trying to be humble.
The brother just didn't tag us on a piece on the event page. I mean, on Facebook. You know, but it's cool.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Not that he didn't tag us or something, but I'm just being humble, man.
Right.
Just being humble.
But it's all good though, man. Listen. So we're gonna post the results on the event page. However, Essentially Zionese, would you like to give a tally of who's in the lead from top to bottom at the present moment?
Top to bottom, gotcha. All right, so we have Rain and Anonymity topping us off with 20 each. Next is Lisa Lips with 18. Amelia T. Davis with 17. Sincere with 16. And Queen Simmons, 15.
And Mr. Automatic?
Ooh, there he is. Auto was at 16. So my order is all off, but.
That's all right. I love it. J-Rob, could you please let the listening audience and the poets, because we still got a packed house, can you let them know what's going to happen next?
Dig this. We want to take a three or four top winners for this week. We need y'all to come back. Actually, we need all of y'all to come back. But we're going to focus on the top four. All right, we need all of y'all to come back because time being what it is, we're not going to do a speed round because we would like to get a second chance at listening to the fire that y'all are dripping that's hotter than a helicopter crashing in lava. Come back next week and let's do part two. To this, the poetry get down. And dare I say, we want to hear some of that real stretch your pen poetry that doesn't consist of positive fornication point privileges. I'm trying to see what y'all can do because the next round is going towards those folks that can stretch that pen. And I know everyone who is here can stretch that pen. We want to hear what you got to say behind that.
Y'all heard it.
Let's get it.
Next week. Listen, y'all. Listen, the bottom line is you got two more shows to build this score that you have. Two more shows.
Zionese, keep them scores.
Two shows.
Come on it.
So we already know what's at stake. What is at stake is the opportunity to host the Get Down for the month of April. You pick the topic. You pick whatever it is how you want them to spit. You do it all. You host. Me and J-Rob is co-hosts. First time in Get Down history, we flipping it. Usually it's y'all host with us. But this time, we want to host with you. So, last words tonight. We will start with Essentially Zionese, ladies always first.
Meanwhile, I'm over here playing with pitches. You know how I do. Gentlemen, thank you so much for the invite. I had a ball. Everyone brought their absolute best. It was fire. I can't wait till next week.
Wonderful. Divine Demon.
I just want to say it was an honor to be here. It was an honor to be picked for this amazing occasion. Can't wait till next week. I don't have any favorites, but I will say that I hope it rains next week.
My man. J-Rob, the wise son.
First and foremost, ladies and gentlemen, you have to excuse me for some strange reason. My phone kicked me off just in the middle of something. But because the Epiphany family is so wonderful, one of my sisters, the La Perla Negra, allowed an opportunity for me to patch back in. So thank you, baby. To the poets, first our guest, Divine Demon, essentially Janice, thank you both for accepting our offer to be judges on this, the first poetry idol of the Get Down. Van Meadows, I salute to you, King, because you and I throw ideas and everything sticks on the wall. If not, let's see what sticks. Everything sticks, and we're able to do something that comes out special, and today was no exception. Tonight, I should say, was no exception, and I can't wait for next week, bro, and I couldn't think of anybody else to do this with than you. Much love. 100% salute to you, King.
My brother, the pleasure is all mine. Let me go to our guest judges versus MC Shani's. Thank you for agreeing to be here to join us tonight. It was so much fun with you being here. Divine Demon, my brother, you know, man, what can I say, man? What can I say? You brought a different type of energy. You know, you gave a lot of fives, bro. You gave a lot of fives. A lot of fives. But it's all good, though, man. It was... Right. It was well deserved, man. It was well deserved. We appreciate you also for hanging out with us and judging us. This first ever event on the Get Down. J Rob, the wise son, my brother, my friend. I love you, man. Appreciate you for all the hard work that you put in on this show. And you're right, man. When we talk about this thing, y'all realize that we put this show together with you in mind, not with us in mind, with you in mind. You know, creativity inspires creativity. Because what we heard here tonight gave us goosebumps. And I'm inspired to go write. Because I'm writing after we get off this show. Facts. I don't care about going to sleep at this moment. But I am writing when I get off this show. Ladies and gentlemen, please make sure you tune in. Tomorrow night there will be no show. But tune in Saturday night for Poetic Therapy with La Perla Negra and Stan the Man Phillips. Sunday night, of course, is going to be the Inspiration Factory with your host, Divine Inspiration, yours truly, Poetic. Monday night, y'all, is going to be Do What You Like with Mr. Metaphoria and yours truly, Poetic. As you heard Mojave say, Tuesday is going to be War Council. Man, I can't wait. And then Wednesday night is going to be The Love Zone with Ms. VIP and La Perla La Negra. And, of course, we'll be right back here next Thursday for another episode of the Get Down Poetry Idol, starring who? You. The poets, because without you, there is no Epiphany Radio, absolutely zero, and y'all rocked out with us for almost 3 hours tonight to be creative, to be inspirational, and more importantly, to let your words be heard. That is the most important part, so we thank you, we appreciate you, one love, one mic, and remember always, take your socks off, baby, baby, peace.